Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. As usual, I'm going to play a song for you. I hope you like it. Before we're going to give everyone a chance to come on the line, and I will see you guys back after the song is over. Here we go. guys like that song. Of course, my co-host is on the show. I'm going to get him right on the line. And I just want you guys to know that this brother has been faithful. He has outlasted everybody. And, you know, he's here no matter what. And I just want him to know I appreciate him. Brother Donnie, I'm getting ready to open up your mic right now. Are you there?
Shalom, shalom. Donnie, yeah.
How are you?
Can
today,
you hear me?
Sir?
Oh, okay.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, shalom, yeah, shalom. How y'all doing?
It sounds like you just woke up. Did you just wake up?
I sure did. I'm in and out all day.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's okay. Well, yeah. You know, how's your week been going? I want to talk about some things, and I'm going to give a few people a little bit more time to get on the line because I'm kind of sad today, so I need some encouragement. So how's your week been going?
Well, I haven't had a bad week. My week is always pretty much the same. I got an opportunity to listen to some Shabbat services on Power Talk, and I was listening to a program that they just started up that is from Israel, and they had a pretty lively service. And some new views have been, I noticed that they had some things that I hadn't heard of, or maybe had heard of and just don't remember. But their view is, their view of the scriptures was pretty in depth. And so, it was, my week has been pretty good. But you saying you haven't seen something, or you heard something, or you feel a little...
Yeah, I'm kind of sad today. You know, I'm struggling with some issues today that I'm that I want to talk about, and you know, I have some things I want to bring to the table. We have quite a few people on the line now, so I guess we can start talking about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No. Go right ahead. I was just nothing at all. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just kind of, you know, I'm watching. I came out of Christianity, and, years ago when T.D. Jakes, and I've always followed Noel Jones. He used to come to my hometown all the time, and used to come over to Greater Emmanuel Apostolic Church, and we used to go every time he came, we would go to hear him speak because I felt like he was a really good speaker. And I remember last week I was telling you all about the reality show called L.A. Preachers of L.A. that they're doing with, and Noel Jones happens to be one of the mega preachers on there that's going to be featured on there with his life. And, you know, I was kind of disappointed about that. But, you know, when you've come out of Christianity, you know, it's almost like a club. It's like a brotherhood, you know, and everybody, even though they're wrong and they don't understand what they're teaching and how it's wrong, they still become family, you know, and you have people in there that you love. You know, I have family members that are committed to it, that are faithful to it, you know, that are believing in spite of the fact that I have done everything in my power without damaging them, telling them as much as I know for them to understand where they are. And I think the hard part today was, you know, I always knew this. So what I'm about to say, I don't want anybody to say, well, you knew that. But, I mean, you know, knowing it and the reality of it hitting you in the face is two totally different things. I saw an advertisement where T.D. Jakes had MegaFest. And MegaFest, he had Jennifer Hudson was on there, and Oprah Winfrey was on there. And Tyler Perry was on there. And you can see what we used to consider to be spiritual is shifting around to the point where it's breaking down. And I know, you know, that you guys have probably been in Hebrew Israelism a long time, you know, but when you watch the people that you cared about and you watch the condition that the church is in now and where it's going, it's very disappointing to watch people that you love and people that you know and people that you have looked up to walking into deception. I mean, it's literally breaking down. And that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of sad today, you know, because to watch it And Jennifer Hudson was on there singing Jennifer Holliday's I'm not leaving, or I'm telling you I'm not going. And nothing spiritual, nothing, anything that had to do with anything spiritual. They basically have turned it into something else. And you know, I knew that was coming. I want everybody to know, I know it's coming. I know it has to happen. I know that. But what saddens me the most, and this is what saddens me the most, those people are going to wake up one day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see the condition that Israel is in, what are they going to come to? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are they actually going to walk into? Because it's Christian. I'm telling you guys something. I used to wonder why the Lord at the time would not allow me to be on the platform with T.D. Jakes and Paula White and all of those people. And now I can stand here today and say that I am really glad that I was not a part of that, that I was never supposed to be a part of that. But now that I'm a part of the truth, and I know that this is the truth, what are they going to walk into when they come, when they wake up? Because if we don't, I'm telling you something, if we don't come together and show some sort of unity, because everybody's fragmented all over the place, everybody's believing what they want to believe, everybody's got their own feast days and their own this and their own that, and that's fine. But there has to be something that we all can be unified in, because those people, I'm letting you know now, that they're coming. They're coming. And I look at all of those thousands and thousands and thousands of people sitting in that arena, and I know that some of those people who started out with T.D. Jakes are probably sitting there saying, what in the world is happening? But it has to happen. The Most High has to tear down so that they can have somewhere to go. So that's why I'm sad today, Brother Donia. You know, when you look at it and you see them, and you have the truth, and you know it's the truth, and you know that they don't know because their eyes have been darkened or their eyes have been closed by the Most High. But when He wakes up their eyes, what are they going to walk into? Because I'm telling you, when I first woke up, I was so excited, I was so happy, I was so elated, and I came looking for the same unity that Christianity has, and I have yet to find it. I have yet to find it. You know, I just don't know. What do you think?
Well, I want to say that I understand and I empathize with you. You know, see, this is why I'm saying, and what we talk about over the period of weeks is that unity factor. Is that when people start looking for a solution, we have to have something in place. We have to have something that's going to let everybody know about the United Nation of Israel. We have to have these things in place so that we can be the light that everybody is looking for. Nobody has the solution. If you look around on all the stations, you'll see that nobody, they searching, they trying to find out what the problem, they know what the problem is, they just trying to find out a solution for it, and nobody has the solution for it. We have a solution here. We have righteousness. Righteousness is not in the earth anymore. Every nation that you know has got a multitude of those mass destruction things. They got guns all over the place. Everybody's talking about shooting the next person. You understand? So they don't see no righteousness. We have to show them another alternative. And this is why I can't impress upon us more, you understand, that we need to try to get ourselves something going on so that we can attract the people that are looking for a solution. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because all week I'll be thinking about how and what I could say that's going to spark us to go in the right direction here. You understand? We have the opportunity of a lifetime. You understand? Nobody's looking at Israel per se. You understand? They got too many other little problems that they think that they can solve it with, but that's not going to work because they don't have any righteousness. Now we can't look to any other nation but us, and those that understand this, is the ones that got to take the bull by the horns. And we got to make the move. We got to try to do something. I keep telling y'all about the treasury. See, if we open up a treasury, we can support these things, and then we'll look good to the up, we'll look like something, you understand, that the people want to come and grab hold to. Now, just because, see, we are the Israelites is supposed to be righteousness within the earth. You understand? There's going to be other nations, but they're going to have to see the righteousness of coming out from us, how we brought our little people from the bottom to the top. You understand? And through the eyes of, I mean, and through the blessings, with the blessings of the Almighty. See, that's one thing that we don't do as Israelites. We don't have no faith or no trust in the Creator. So we got to gain that. But those that understand this, you, I, and a bunch of other folks, you understand, need to start moving in that direction. I know that the Almighty will bless our hands. We have to just make some kind of effort. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want everybody to know you're more than welcome today to push one, because, you know, this is one of those days when, you know, we need to encourage them. We need you guys to push one. We need you to hear what you have to say. We need to hear what you have to say, because, you know, this is a dilemma, and this is where, this is the whole dilemma. I mean, when you're in the beast, you have all the money in the world. I mean, you look at T.D. Jakes, he has a mega church. I think his church holds 30,000 people. They're used to creating things happening through the money that they take up among their members. They have concerts and conferences and workshops and family programs and community outreach, and all of these programs are happening because they're involved with the beast. They're connected with the beast. But even though they have all those things, they're not teaching truth. And like you said, when righteousness is gone out of the earth, and then we have the truth and the righteousness is within us, we can't get the participation of the Hebrew Israelites. You know why? Because they don't want you to be the leader, or they don't want me to be the head of the program, or they don't want who are we yet? When does the Most High put us in charge? Or when do we do? We should support what everybody's doing. Because guess what? If we knew what you were doing, we'd be there to support you as well. But we got it. I'm trying to share something with you guys today. And somebody's pushing one. I'm going to get right to you. Area code 347. But I want to share something with you today. Christianity is breaking down. It is breaking all the way down. And Oprah and Tyler Perry and Jennifer Hudson and all of those people that were part of that, it just increases the factor more that it's breaking down, because it has to break down in order for truth to come in. And when the government starts passing laws, because their gay marriage and their Gay Marriage Act says that they allow males to be called wives and females to be called husbands. And when they've done that, I mean, this is some real serious stuff. And I'm afraid for Israel, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to come broken. They're going to come searching. And then when they see it, because it ain't going to take them long to see it, because when you come out of one mess, you can real spot another one real quick. When they come and they see any confusion and discombobulation at all, they're going to say, I'm not being bothered with it. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Because, and I'm going to give you an example. I'm coming to you through area code 347. I'm going to give you an example. For the march, we have invited some of the students from the historical black colleges and universities to participate in the march. And some of the students will actually be speaking on the grounds of the Capitol building. We're putting together the process right now, picking the students that we want to speak on the grounds of the Capitol building. And when I brought this to somebody's attention, you know, out of all of the lack of participation that we've gotten from Israel, because we're on these shows week after week, and we're inviting Israel to come, we're inviting Israel to support, we're inviting Israel to be there. And this person made a remark. She says, well, I think it's time now for Israel to get involved, because the children need to see us dressed up in our cultural garb to see who we are as a people. And someone made a remark to that statement, and I stand on that today. It's not in the fabric. It's in the blood. You know, and we have to start acting as though we don't want nobody dressed up. That's irrelevant. Black people been dressing up since we came out of the outhouses. We've been dressing up in the cotton clubs, and that's all we've done is dressed up. What we need is some unity for people to start seeing us coming together and believing in what we speak about. Because right now, it's looking kind of skeptical. Because, you know, they're not going to come from that environment over into this one, and you tell them that this is the truth, and nobody's coming together. So I'm going to open up the mic right now. Eric Cole 347, go ahead, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Lola Harrison.
Okay.
And I've been listening to the call on and off for about a month now, and I fully support the program. I think the agenda is a good one. But now my concern is you'd ask for those donations, and I sent the donation via the post office box that you had given, and the mail was just returned to me this week saying undeliverable. Now, is that post box still in order, or did you change something?
Yes, ma'am,
or what?
It most certainly is, and we do appreciate any and all donations, and we didn't know that, but yes, ma'am, it is deliverable for sure. I mean, I appreciate it. You know, I don't know if it's easier for you to do it online, but I just got a donation in the mail day before yesterday. So, yeah, I'm still getting, you know, donations from people. I don't know what happened.
Well, now, maybe I had something wrong. It's the Yehuda Project, P.O. 18263, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Cincinnati, Ohio, 45218, and I have a yellow sticker that said return to sender, not deliverable as addressed. Now, should I put a name of someone like you or whoever is manning that box?
No, ma'am. Let me give you the address again. It's P.O. Box 18263, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45218. Did you have that?
Exactly that. Mm-hmm. And it was sent back to me.
Okay,
I'll put
yeah.
it in another envelope and send it to you, and you can see and maybe decipher what went wrong.
I sure will. And you know what? We thank you for all of your support. You know, if you guys want to just do it online through PayPal, if that's easier for you, you know, it's fine with us. Any kind of way you do it, it's great with us. So I thank you for all of your support. And we encourage you all to keep listening to the show, you know, because we like to know that people are listening to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Shalom. This is Adonia. Can I comment on what you had mentioned earlier?
Yes, you may.
See, now it's I'm not looking for any recognition out of this. I just want to try to get Israel to start moving and doing something, because the people are going to be really they're going to be all over the place if they don't have something for us, for them to join up to, and to know that there is some hope. You understand? I want to try. That's my main focus here. I asked the Almighty, you understand, if you ever wanted to give me anything, just let them extend my name through my children. You understand? That's all I want. You understand? I want them to be a part of something. But if we don't make an effort to do anything, or like gathering ourselves and try to figure this out and put in motion some things that is going to be attractive to anybody that wants to come and be a part of. You understand? Now, when we came here, when we first put our foot on this particular continent, you understand, we didn't know a thing about Israel. We had lost all understanding of the Almighty. So what we did was we grabbed hold to anything that we thought that was going to stop the chain whipping, beating, maims, and murders. You understand? So that entailed that we had to, we grabbed hold to Christianity, Buddhism, anything that we thought that was going to stop that. You understand? So my thing here is that first we have to gather the people under those understandings. You understand? When Moses and them came out of Egypt, it was because the people cried unto the Almighty and said that they was hurting because of the hard bondage. Now, I don't want to have to wait till the hard bondage comes. I want to try to get something started now, you understand? So I want to hope that we will want to get something started now, you understand, so that we won't hurt as bad as we would hurt if we don't do nothing. If we don't do nothing, we're going to still get the same stuff that we've been getting all along. Nothing. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Ma'am, can I ask you a quick question? Are you a part of the Hebrew Israelite community? Are you just a listener or what?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, that's wonderful. And hold on just a minute. I'm going to open up the mic for another person, and then we all can just talk. Erica 111, go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Can you hear me? This is Brother Moshe.
Shalom, Moshe.
Yes, sir. How are you? Shalom.
I'm doing great. I would like to just mention again, here in Chicago, Illinois, the U.S. of A. Over the weekend, more young, what we call African American adults, were gunned down in the inner city.
Mm.
We had a peace summit meeting here in Chicago at the biggest black African-American church here in Chicago, Salem Baptist Church. It's the biggest. It looks like a football arena. And count the people that showed up to that summit meeting to stop the violence here in Chicago with our youth. And practically nobody showed up. Why am I saying all this? In the book of Isaiah, it says very vividly and clear, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. And it's not like they don't have it. Our people just reject truth. And when you mention Israel, who is Israel? Israel is not a religion. That's what the world believes Israel is, outside of those that have the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of it. Israel is just a nationality of people. It has nothing to do with religion. I don't believe in religion, and most Israelites that I know don't believe in religion. It's a nationality of people that fear the Almighty Yah, those that fear Him. But it has nothing to do with religion. But you have a gathering of so-called Israel where the first thing should be taught, who is the Almighty and why are we in the conditions that we're in? Anything other than that is uncivilized to me. It all begins with who is your creator and why are we in these conditions. Once we learn that, then He can help us. But until we know who He is, we can call on everything under the sun but Him. And we would never get any help. Just come to the city of Chicago, to the inner cities, and you will be scared, fearing for your life in these inner cities here in Chicago. Shalom, shalom. And whenever you want to visit Chicago, just remember, Moshe told you, it's a killing field in the inner cities of this city. Shalom.
I mean, it's a lot going on, like I said, you know, and it goes to show, ma'am. And I don't know. I'm just gonna say area code 314. Do you have an ink pen? I'm gonna give you another address to send that to because we don't want that to happen again. I'm gonna definitely go to the post office and find out what's going on. But if you have an ink pen, I'm gonna give you another address.
Okay. I'm getting it as we speak.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, it is 1188 Big Bethel, and that's spelled B as in boy, E as in Ethel, T-H-E-L, Road, number 143, Hampton, Virginia, 23666. That's the United Nation of Israel, and we're doing this together. So since there was a problem, can you just send it to that address, and then we'll make sure that the funds get appropriated?
Absolutely, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm so sorry for the problem that you had to suffer behind that, because we need as much support financially as we can possibly get, and we've been asking people, you know, to give. And like Brother Moshe said, you know, Chicago is a place where people are dying, and it's unfortunate because it doesn't have to be that way. And it goes to show that everybody's responsible. We're responsible as Hebrew Israelites. The church is responsible. Everybody's responsible from the black community, because somewhere we have dropped the ball, because they're not killing people in every city like that. I mean, it's not every. Well, I can't say that. I mean, you know, I don't really know. Let me take that back. It may be that we just don't hear about it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But we've got to do something to reach our people. And it's time out for everybody to sit back saying, if it didn't happen to me, it don't apply to me. If it happened to the least of us, it's happening to all of us, because we've got grandchildren and children that have to grow up, and they're the next generation. So somebody's got to do something to at least try to stop it.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, and it's got but see, the thing is that the ball is in the Israelites' court now. We can make excuses all we want, and I'm not trying to undermine anybody. You understand? Because that's what you think. You understand? But we got the ones that understand this. You understand? Now, I had said that we need to open up some schools in those 50 schools. We need to band together and find out how we can get those schools. You understand? You know, if we can't get them through getting a grant, you understand? We need to try to support those schools on our own. You understand? See, it's not going to be no overnight fix for this this problem. You understand? It's been going on for a long time. So, let's just assume that overnight those kids stop killing one another, or within a month we'll see a different picture. You understand? They still going to have somebody or something that's going to keep them children from doing other illicit stuff. You understand? We got to teach in those schools that homosexuality is not a viable alternative. We got to put in place, you understand, after school programs and all of that stuff. It's not going to be no overnight fix. You understand? It's going to be something that we're going to have to work at. Now, it'll come faster and sooner if we do it in the name of the Almighty and trust in Him. He will show us and guide us and protect us. You understand? There's nothing that He won't do for us, you understand, if we band together. You understand? Nothing that they put in place will prevail against Israel, because we got the Almighty behind us. And as far as the time limit, you understand, we got unlimited time when we're dealing with the Almighty. He will allow things to happen with us, you understand, in a timely manner. You understand? Now, we all know that this is a different time from what it was back there in those days when we tried to implement these programs. You understand? The time that I think, I believe in my heart, that the time has come that the Almighty, He's going to call these nations that held us captive. He's going to bring this place. He's going to create the destruction that He said He was going to do throughout the whole scriptures. You understand? So we just got to have something set up so that we can grab the peoples. And it's just going to take the dedication and commitment. You understand? From each and every one of us that call themselves by the name of the Almighty. You understand? Who think that, who believe that we are the peoples of the Scripture? That's what it's going to take. Now we got to have, like I said, man, we got to take this. We got to grab the bull by the horn and start doing things and stop depending and stop giving up those things that them folks can do. They can't do nothing to us, period, if we trust in Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, like I wanted to say to everybody, you know, today's a little different show because we're dealing with a lot of issues. And I just want to say again, you know, to Israel that the church is the black Christian church is starting to break down. It is breaking down and it is demoralizing. It is not measuring up. It is not working. Churches are in foreclosure. People are crying out because they've been believing this with their whole heart and believing in it. But the Most High has to break it down in order to wake his people up. And when he wakes them up, where are they going to come to and what are they going to see when they get there? And I think that, you know, this is a call for us. I don't know why, you know, this is depressing in my spirit because I didn't have anything to talk about today in particular other than to try to raise some more money because we do need it. And sis, I thank you so much for you coming online saying that you were donating. You know, we have things that we have to get and we have to rent a podium and we have to rent a stage and we have to rent a speaker system when we get on the grounds of the Capitol. We're not just asking for this money to keep this money, and this is what it's for. And this is when we need Israel to step up to the plate, you know, and give. I mean, you know, because Christianity gives. They give. I just watched a clip where Tyler Perry just wrote a check for $113,000. Not saying that because he's got enough money to be able to do it, but some of us were in Christianity, and we wrote some pretty hefty checks, too, because we felt like we were going to obligate God to give us something back. And you know what? This is a little different situation here, but we have a responsibility. You know, we have a responsibility to make sure that things go. We have to come together, you guys. I mean, we have to come together because if we don't, when they come out of that church, the Most High is going to find somebody, some people that he's grooming to be able to handle his people when he wakes those people up because he loves them. He loves them just as much as he loves us. He knew we were going to be here serving other gods of wood and stone. He knew that. And he's going to have a group of people that will be willing to handle his people in a fashion that he wants them handled. And, you know, it's just time now, you know, to get real serious about this thing because this country is breaking down.
That is correct.
And it's like, you know, Brother Donnie, I look at it, and I'm not a news watcher, and I don't sit around and watch the news and CNN and all of that and listen to what Obama has to say. But spiritually, as I began to just meditate in the spirit, I often wonder a lot of times, you know, what it's like, what it was like during the period when the children of Israel were in Babylon, because Babylon was a thriving empire. It was just like America. And I mean, it was a world-dominating empire. Everybody bought and traded with Babylonian dollars, and the Babylonian language was the primary language across the world. And today, when you look at it, it's Iraq. I mean, it's just a little bitty country now. I mean, it's just unbelievable that they've even existed through it all. But when you look at it, you wonder what happened when the Medes and the Persians were about to take it over. How they tried to maintain the premise that everything was all right. And I believe that's what we're going through right now. America is trying to hold on for the sake of the people to maintain the level of stability to let you know that it's okay. But for real, our economy is in the toilet. Our dollar is worth nothing. I mean, it has nothing to back it up. And I just saw President Obama a couple of hours ago saying that that they had donated $340 million to Syria.
That is correct.
But they're cutting the food stamp program.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Well, you know, Guevara, it's going to change up, man. You know, once they start taking away, I just don't want to wait till the period of time when they stop all these government programs. The only people that's going to really be hurting is our folks. Because if they stop the food stamp program, You understand? All of those agencies where we got black folks working at, guess who's going to be out there on the street? You understand? It's laughable, but, you know, it's really sad. You understand that we can do something about this, and we dragging our feet. You understand? Woo.
It's scary, you know, but like I said, you know, today is one of those days when you just, you know, you have to be realistic about what's getting ready to happen. Because like you said, I mean, you know, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people, and most of those people are on assistance of some kind, whether it be Medicaid, whether it be unemployment, whether it be Social Security. Whether it be disability, I mean, all of those, my friends, are government-assisted programs. And once they start cutting those programs across the board, I mean, oh, I don't know how it is in your city, but I know here in Cincinnati where we have a lot of people that are mentally ill. Well, you know what they do? They take them in the hospital, they keep them for a while, they medicate them, and they put them back out on the street.
One thing I could say is that we better get some gas masks. They're already talking about gas Syria. I look for that happen in the United States, man. They got to get rid of some of these elderly folks. You understand? They're gonna have to get rid of some of these militants I'm telling you, it's gonna be hell. They'll get you a gas mask. I'm telling you. You understand? I'm not talking about one of them little paper things.
Well, I even heard with that you can only use it one time, and it only lasts for so long. And I believe that the Most High is going to protect his people, but at the same time, you still have to be prepared. You know, like I said, I look at all those people in the church. I still have sisters and brothers that are pastors and apostles and prophets and, you know, and what scares me is some people say ain't no prophets in the earth. And I'm like, I don't know what rock you guys came out from under, but let me tell you something. I know some people that'll come on this line right now and blow your wig off. So, I mean, really, gifted people that can get up in your Kool-Aid and tell you, thus saith the Most High, and be on point. So that's not going to work either. These people coming out of Christianity with all kind of gifts. They coming out with all kind of spiritual stuff. And we believe that gifts and callings are without repentance. So these people are coming. When they wake up, they're coming to look to find something, a stable environment. And that's what we're trying to provide for them. We're trying to put together something that's stable where they can learn how to live as a nation and not a religion. Because religion is what has caused them and taken them into another area that has totally led them astray. Totally.
Yes. You're absolutely correct. We just gotta keep talking and talking. You understand? I know you feel like you're beating a dead horse, but
yes.
it's gonna get better. You understand? Before I think after this march here and certain things are revealed to the house of Israel, that we're going to get an influx of people that wants to make a difference. You understand? Because we got to have something set aside for our children, or we're going to perish.
Yes, we do. We're going to perish. Yes, we do. And we don't even want to touch the generation that we're dealing with right now. I mean, you're talking about a generation of people that are totally distracted. I mean, these people are totally distracted with technology.
Technology
has come on the scene and totally distracted a whole generation of people to the point where if it's not on the latest gizmo or gadget, they don't want to hear nothing about it. If you don't have a Facebook page or a Twitter page, they don't even consider you to be a viable functioning citizen of society in their world anyway. You know what? We got to reach our children because they're going to be in charge when we become the old people. And if we don't do something, we're in trouble. I mean, we are in trouble.
Yeah. That puts me in mind of the Valley of the Dry Bones. Those bones was laid there for a long time till they got to be dry bones. And if they stay dry bones and the Almighty don't breathe the breath of life into them, they turn to dust. That puts me in mind of the days time. You understand? If we don't do nothing, we're going to be extinct. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, when it's with this one world government and all this stuff, you know, the whole issue with the one world government is to destroy national identity. When they say a one world government, they want a one world people. They want a one world language. They want a one world currency. They want a one world religion. They're going to implement Sunday law. For all of you all who are Sabbath worshipers, just like I am, they have a law called Sunday law. Look it up on Google it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to implement Sunday law to the point where if you don't worship on Sunday, you're going to be put in jail.
Yep. I want to know why we want to wait till the last minute.
they're getting things prepared.
Anytime
they go to the lengths that they've gone to, Brother Adonijah, to weaken the moral fibers of a nation to the point where it is right there where Sodom and Gomorrah is. We are in big trouble.
Yep.
We're in big trouble.
That is correct. We are definitely in big trouble.
I don't know if you feel it. I don't know if you feel it, but in the spirit, I just feel like we in big trouble. It's almost like something is coming, and it's coming up on us real quick. And Israel has to come together. We have to come together and pray, if nothing else, for ourselves and for the people who are not awakened yet. We got to pray because they don't understand what they're doing.
That is correct.
They don't
have any solution either. They have no solutions. You understand? You know. And we keep going. We keep expecting them to create that magic bullet. You understand? Or wave that magic wand, and it's all gonna be all right. That's not gonna happen. We need to stop thinking like that. You understand? We need to start trying to. Tumshi.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say Oprah Winfrey is a New Ager. She believes in the New Age religion.
Yeah.
She does. Oh. And now she's partnered with T.D. Jakes and his stuff. And it's like, wow, look at how this is just evolving. They're going to evolve all of those people into a one-world religion.
Yep. And she got so many followers. You understand? You understand? Oprah got a lot of followers. You understand? And they'll follow her right on into there. She ain't got to be no reverend or no pastor or anything like that. Just if you want to get in, just say Oprah's name. Ooh, boy, I'm telling you.
Okay. And they made her that way, and they have made her that way. She is a very viable part of the Babylonian system. They made her that way.
That's another thing, too, is... See, they don't have any idea. You understand? We have not shown them anything as Israelites. You understand? So this is why I'm so adamant in us trying to establish something. You understand what I'm saying? So that the people will know, well, I can see that the Israelites is moving. You understand? Well, let me see what they got to offer. You understand? And so these are the kind of things that need to be put in place, something that they could latch on to when they find out that all of that stuff is a lie. You understand? You know, so if we establish things, you understand, people will start gravitating towards that because they see what's happening. Now, it's not going to be everybody. We got to understand that. It's only going to be a remnant. And Isaiah talks about how though we may be sands of the sea, it's only going to be a remnant that returns. Now, the sands of the sea is a great, is innumerable. You can't number that. And it's going to be a remnant of that. And so we don't know how big that remnant is. You understand? So my plea to us that know ourselves, we got to be the one that stands up. It could be five or six of us that put in enough money, the Almighty. And if we have that trust in the Almighty, you understand, He will make that $5 or $10 that we put in there, you understand, enough for us to do what we say we're going to do, and then He'll start showing us favor. You know what this says? It says in the scriptures, it says that what is it to gain the world and lose favor of the Almighty? So what we're doing here is we're trying to grab up all of these things in the United States that's going to try to make us happy, you understand, or make us popular, you understand? And that's gaining the world. But we lose favor of the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, if you have a question, comment, or concern, please push 1. We want to hear from you. Sister Erica, 347, your mic is open if you have another comment. If not, I'll go ahead and put your mic.
Not at the moment.
So, okay. All right. Thank you. I wanted to just say, you know, again, to everyone that's on the line, and we have quite a few people that are on the line, we want to say to you all, you know, that this, it's been a blessing, it has been a struggle, it has been a commission. And any time that the Most High commissions you to do something like this, it's never easy. I mean, it's never easy. You wouldn't even begin to imagine the things that have taken place just to make this thing possible. But the fact of the matter is that some of us stand up, some of us support up. So, you know, we're asking everybody to support us, just like the sis said she sent something to support us. We need as much support as we can get to avoid the post office and all the things that come along with that, because I really don't understand what they're doing. I'm going to call them first thing in the morning to find out what happened. But if you want to send it to PayPal, go on our website. It's www.noyuny2013march.com, because we're taking up money for the podium. We need money for the podium. We need money for the stage. We need money because we're going to rent a sound system. We don't want to have to carry a sound system from Ohio all the way to Washington, D.C. So those are the things that we're doing. You know, and people have been very faithful in donating and sending their money here and there. And we want to say thank you to everybody because we know it's a sacrifice. You know, we're in an economic downfall right now. We know it's a sacrifice for everybody. And it's difficult when you see people that are connected to the beast. Because this money coming out of their hands, feet, pockets, purses, you know, when you connect it, you got all kind of support and all kind of things jumping out. So we know it's a struggle. We say thank you to everybody, and we ask you if you can dig a little bit deeper, because we need as much help as we can possibly get, you know, and so that we can go up and represent like we need to. And the greatest part about this is that we're going to have an opportunity to deposit into some young people who they are and where they're from. We're going to have an opportunity on the grounds of the Capitol to proclaim who we are and where we're from. And from there, the Most High is going to take it from there and do whatever it is he's going to do. And we're going to stand there as Hebrew Israelites, as the original Jews, and we're going to proclaim who we are now. How serious is that? Very serious. Because we're walking right into the belly of the beast. Right in between where we're gonna be at, right in between the monument, the penis of Osiris, and the lady that's on top of the Capitol building is supposed to be ISIS. We're gonna be right there in the middle, in that grassy area, and we're gonna be right there proclaiming who we are and what we're doing. So I mean, you know, it's a lot of things happening. You know, we've had to come in contact with the Black Boule and a few other people. You know, and we've had a lot of people try to come up against us, believe me, but through prayer and through fasting and through believing God, we persevere. You know, but do we have money hand over fist to do this? Absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Before I started my day and I was talking to the Most High, this is very difficult for me because I've never financially been in a situation like this because I don't squabble over money. If there's a need and I have it, I give it. I came from Christianity. That's what we were taught to do. You know, it's nothing to write a check for $2,000-$3,000. That's what we did. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because we knew that there's a blessing in giving, and that doesn't change because you're Hebrew Israelite. It's those principles still apply. You know, so that's what we did. But to not be able to do it and have to rely on other people is very difficult. That's why I say again, thank you for all of your support, everything that you've done to try to help us. But we really do need everybody that's on this line to dig a little bit deeper, and we would prefer if you could to just send it online because we get it a lot faster. It's right there, and then we're able to do things that we need to do with it. So, you know, those kids, we have a fundraiser for the kids. If you go online, there's some new pages online. We had one of our sisters, one of our Hebrew Israelite sisters, she designed some T-shirts for us. And we want you to go online and look at the T-shirts. I mean, we're selling we're wholesaling the T-shirts in bulk so the kids can buy them and distribute them across their college campuses so that they can raise money for buses to be able to come to Washington, D.C. So everybody's excited. The energy is flowing. You know, and we just need to get Israel involved because Israel is really slow to move. I mean, real slow to move. So, you know, those are the things that are going on right now. And for, you know, as far as the church is concerned, you know, we got to pray for them, you know, because when those many people wake up and realize that they've been lied to, oh, my goodness, it's going to be devastating. So if you have a question, comment, or concern, please push one. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say. Moshe said Chicago is not the place to be. It's a killing ground. You know, they're shooting people in the street, you know, just at random from what he says. You know, we got to pray for Chicago. We've got to pray for those people in Chicago. I have a son in Chicago, so, you know, it's really serious. You know, it's just we got to do something. We can't just sit back and wait anymore. We got to get up and do something. I mean, don't you agree, Brother Donian? He might have walked away from the phone for a minute. I don't know. But, again, you know, we have, like I said, the website is www.NOY, which is Nation of Yehuda, UNY, which is United Nation of Israel, 2013, March, MARCH.com. And we have, like I said, we've added some pages to the website. We had a six-week plan. You know, we've contacted 106 schools, 113 historical black colleges and universities, and we've been in constant contact with them all week, you know, putting together a strategy for them to be able to come to buy, you know, a couple boxes of T-shirts and to distribute them where they can make enough money to be able to come to the march and be able to march with us because they're coming to talk about their issues and what they have to deal with, the way our community and our economy is today and the things that we have. Now, we also have flyers. I want to let everyone know we have flyers. If you're interested in receiving some flyers for the march, this is what I need you to do. I need you to email me because I will mail the flyers to you. I have a lot of different area codes on the phone. We will mail you some flyers so that you can place flyers in your city or wherever you're from. So we can do that. My email address is Yaina, and it's spelled Y as in yellow, A as in apple, H as in Harry, E, N as in Nancy, A as in apple, and then Yisrael is Israel with a Y in front of it. So it's Y-I-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. If you're interested in receiving flyers, let us know because we have some in Atlanta. We're doing New York City. We're doing Virginia. We're doing Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania, you know, and all of the surrounding areas so that we need to get done. And, you know, we're just putting as much strategy as we can together to try to make this happen so that we can have a successful march. Now, the Most High told us all we need is 12, you know, so if we end up with just 12, we're going to march through the street with 12 people because we're just 12 people going to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns? Brother Donnie, are you still there?
Can, I'm still here. What did you say the website is? What did you say the website is?
It's www.NOY.
Okay. All right.
2013.
Oh, I ain't got 2013. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all have
pages.
We're going to be all right.
Say what?
Let me say it again. I'm going to say it real slow.
Okay, please say it slow.
NOY UNY 2013 March.com.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Bear with me. I'm still working.
I'm going to bear with you. I got all the patience in the world. We're going to get there one day at a time, one step at a time. Like I said last week, we needed $10,000. We haven't even gotten a fraction of that. We have to give, I think the third week in October is when we have to settle everything up with the people that are bringing the stage. I think the stage is like $600. The podium is $200. And then the microphone system, I think, is like $2,500 plus a few other things. So, you know, we need as much help as we can possibly get. If you're willing to donate it, please go on PayPal, donate it so we can have it, so we can make this happen right away. We are doing everything in our power to do what we need to do. So you got anything else you want to say, Brother Donion?
No, not really. I said all I could say. I'll be, you know, going back over what I already said, and I'm just hoping and praying that people will understand the need for us to gather ourselves and start moving towards being a nation of folks. We're never going to get anything done if we don't. We're going to still get the same things that we've been getting. And I don't see that as being in Israel's favor. Yes, and the people that, you know, when they do anything, it ain't in our favor for sure. You understand? It gives the appearance of illusion of inclusion. And you know, we think that we're being included in this society, but we're not. We don't have each time that another nation comes here to get rich. They get rich off of us. And that's a sad, sad way to be. You understand? We need to start banding ourselves and gathering ourselves together and work as a nation. You understand? It's not just it's not about just one or two people or one or two congregations getting together. It's nationhoods. We're responsible for our nation to be a nation. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. And, you know what I have to ask you, and for some of you all that's been in this walk for a while, why is it that Israel doesn't come together as a people, just from nationality standpoint alone? Is it the doctrine that separates us that they can't get past, or what is it?
I think it's a misconception of Yah saying that he's going to gather us, or Yah saying that he's going to come get us. People are thinking that it's just going to be a poof moment, you understand, where Yah, all of a sudden, he waves his hand, and we come together, and all of a sudden, it's going to be all right. See, one thing that I'm understanding about more and more is that we got to be the ones to do this thing. Of course, the Almighty could wave his hand, and all of a sudden, we back in the land, and everything all right. You understand? But we got to feel this so that we will never be in this predicament again. We got to fear the Almighty. And when I say fear the Almighty, he allowed those people to come on us and bring us into this captivity state. If we want to continuously allow the Almighty to do that, then we're going to keep doing evil. You understand? And that's why I say we got to fear the Almighty. We don't want to keep doing this. You understand? If the Almighty, if you know that you're going to keep, he's going to bring us back into a captivity such as this, you understand, once we do wrong, we will fear this man. We will fear this entity, this power. You understand? We will, so our main goal is so that we fear the Almighty to do the right thing, to put to put in place things that's not going to bring us into a state of captivity again, you know. So that is our job. I'm telling you, it's kind of upsetting, you understand, to know about what had happened to us, what's happening to us now. You understand? It's upsetting, but we could put a little curve in this here ball. I mean, I just can't impress upon us more, man. My appeal to Israel, the ones that know themselves, is that take a look at the program and see where you can fit in to help restore the United Nations of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that brings up another issue. I mean, you know, the Most High has to be changing things because he's the one that wakes us up. And if he begins to wake up the people that are in Christianity, he has to provide a place for them to come where there isn't any bickering, there isn't any arguing, there isn't any legalism. Because there's a lot of legalism over here. I mean, when you really think about it, coming out of Christianity and coming out of the church and understanding the whole holiness movement, because I used to be apostolic holiness, you know, we couldn't wear pants, we couldn't wear earrings, we couldn't go to the show, we couldn't do nothing. I mean, basically, they held us at a strict standard that had nothing to do with biblical scriptures. So when you come out of those things, and the church has evolved out of them, there are still a few churches that still believe that, and people that believe they're living holy because they're not doing those things. But as the church has evolved out of that, they're not going to come into an environment that's still legalistic, where women they can't say anything and women aren't supposed to do anything and all of those things. So how do we fix those things?
I think that in fixing those things, that would be another conference, you understand, because that's going to entail a lot of stuff. Right now, we just need to try to come together so that we could talk about these things and put them on the table, you understand, so that we can work them out. You know, I don't have no doubt that we can do these. It's just that we got to get these people to the table. Also, a conference need to be set aside for the elders. They need to gather themselves because they're the ones that really we need to be going to, you understand, so that we can keep it straight, man, you know. So there's a lot of things that need to be done, but our first thing is that we need to come together, you understand, and in the four corners of the earth, we all need to be able to band together, you understand, on one particular day, shout and cry unto the Almighty, you understand, in unison, you understand, all throughout the whole earth, you understand, wherever we're in captivity at. So those things need to be set aside, but we first need to do it in the United States, try to get these as many people to the table as we possibly can that live here in the United States, and then we could branch out and start talking to other nations. I was talking to some brothers I wasn't talking to them this week, but last week I spoke to the brothers in Israel, you understand, and they're primed for something like this here, you understand, because they ain't, they're not being governed by Israel, they're being governed by somebody else, and they know it, and they feel it. They feel the crunch, you understand. They may not want to admit to it, but they do feel the crunch, I'm sure. Understand? I could tell it by
what do you mean that's being governed by somebody else?
It's being governed, the Israelites that I know is being governed by the European who's in the land who run that place, who run Jerusalem and all throughout that area.
No doubt. Exile is exile, no matter where you go. We're all still in exile, no matter where we live. If we moved to Egypt, we're still in exile. If we moved to Africa, we're still in exile. So definitely they're not going to, I mean, you know, even when the Most High gave the land to Abraham and he felt like a visitor on the land, and he treated himself as such because he hadn't conquered the land yet and he didn't have access to the land. So, of course, we're still in exile no matter where we are, and they're going to feel the same thing we feel. They're just in another country feeling.
Yeah, you know. See, what I'm getting from and what I'm hearing, you understand, is that they're because they're in the land, they're not gonna squawk. You understand? They're gonna accept the being governed by somebody else. You understand? And that's arrogancy to me, but that's between them and the Almighty. You understand? But I believe that the Almighty will reveal to them just what's going on and what they need to do. You understand? We just got to do something here in America. You understand? And like I said, man, it's going to take the act of the Almighty. And who's the act of the Almighty? the United Nation of Israel, the people of this diaspora. That's the Almighty's righteousness. That's what we got to be doing. We got to build a righteous endeavors. All our stuff got to be above board. It can't be, you understand, skeptical or, you understand, have any illicit stuff going on. We got to do it in the name of Yah, righteousness. And that's why, you understand, it says in Isaiah is that, and it says that we will no longer be unrighteous. Unrighteousness will not be in our vocabulary. You understand? Nothing unrighteous. You understand? That's where we need to be. You understand? And the only way that I see that we can do this here is that we start building entities that's going to make us look like we're doing something. That we are doing something. But to the other nations, they have to see. The other peoples, they have to see. You understand? Because they, you know, like you said, man, those institutions is falling down. They have failed us. You understand? Our leaders, black leaders, have failed us. You understand? They become a part of the establishment. You understand? I used to love Al Sharpton, but once he started talking about homosexuality being all right, oh man, it made me want to throw up, man. That I put my faith in that young man. I thought he had something. He's supposed to have been a Christian, you understand? And that was one of the Christians' values, not to have homosexuality involved in that, you understand? And then here's a guy that I thought was, you know, a Christian, and he believed in Christianity's values, you understand? And then he said that. It's all right. I just can't see that. I just don't get that. You understand? So he's not one of my favorites anymore. You understand? But I understand that these people have to be in place, or they had to be in place. If they don't be in place, we would have been long been annihilated. Hallelujah.
See, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that Al Sharpton. Well, you know what? He's got to go with the flow, because in order to make dollars here in Babylon, you got to be able to go with the flow. You got to do what you, when in Rome, you got to do what the Romans do if you're going to keep making that money. Because the moment you come up against them, that's when you're going to have a problem, and you're going to have a serious problem. We got area code 920. We're going to let them on the air. Area code 920, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Shalom.
Hello, area. Shalom, Sister Darashia. How are you today?
I'm blessed as usual, praising Almighty Yahya Shaya. And I just want to give an update, a positive thing, a good thing on the line, is that the plans for the museum, I talked with the planners, city planners in Lawrence, Kansas, where William Saunders Crowdy began the Israelite movement. And they're supposed to be giving me a meeting day, and believe it or not, the architect who's retired said he would attend that meeting with me. There's so many blessings going on.
Hello.
I'm here. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. I'm glad that the museum. Is she still there? Maybe your phone dropped. You know, and Darashia has been on the move, and she's retired, and she's doing the work for the Most High, and it's a beautiful thing. We just keep talking until she comes back on the line. But again, you know, we just want you guys to know, you know, that we're here doing this positive thing, and we're working diligently and very hard trying to make sure that everything is appropriate and that we get a chance to do what we need to do. And we're working to try to see, because all we need is a few people. We need 12 good workers, you know, to come together and say, hey, I'll come together and do it. Irregardless of what you believe, bloodline is still bloodline, and we need to make this thing work because they're coming. I mean, they are getting, this thing is breaking down pretty fast. I mean, you know, the collapse of the dollar, the stock market, I mean, you know, to understand. Matter of fact, there is a YouTube video that explains the whole banking system. If anybody is interested in receiving that YouTube video from me, please email me, and I will send it to you. It is Yaina, YAHEENAYISRAEL@gmail.com. When you understand how the banking system is intertwined and what they usually do in order to collapse the country, and we are right at the precipice of being a country collapse. America was only put in place for our chastisement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're at the point now where we're running really, really close. They're focusing everything overseas. There is nothing to back the money that they're printing. It's fiat currency. It has no gold or silver to back it up. So they're inflating the economy with these dollars that are really not worth anything, and eventually they're going to take it off the market because the other countries' currencies are better sustainable than what ours is at this point. And we never thought we'd see that in a lifetime.
Yep. What is the name of that website that you said that you wanted to send out?
You know what? You're talking about the YouTube clip. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but if you email me, I'll send it to you. Anybody that emails me and tell me I want the YouTube clip, I'll send it to you as soon as the show is over, because it breaks down everything. It's about an hour and a half long, but once you finish watching it, you'll understand just how involved this thing is.
Let me ask a question. The corporation government will not save us?
No. It's another one
from YouTube that you might want to get. Because there's this European telling it just like it is. he gives a breakdown of air.
What is it called? What is it called again, Brother Leon?
Corporation government will not save us. Let me get this here.
These people are really serious, and these people have gone through years and years and years of warning us that
if you go to freedomtakers.com, it should come up over there. It'll let you know. Freedomtakers.com.
Okay.
It's really, really something that you might want to take a look at. You understand? It gives you the breakdown of how they doing it and who's doing it. And I haven't heard no solutions, but they do have a solution on here. I did go to their website. I'm all over the net all the time, and I things that strike my interest. You understand about how the government is, you understand? We got to understand that these people are the cruelest people on the face of the earth. They don't care nothing about nobody unless you got that money real stacked up, like them billions and billions of dollars. You know, it's like the Koch brothers. You got to have money like that. You know, them people are wealthy. They ain't rich.
And guess what? And you know what? That's what I was telling Moshe about Chicago. Chicago is the test ground, I believe, for martial law. The next thing that's going to happen, I believe, in Chicago is they're going to implement martial law.
And
because of the killings and because everybody's wanting them to do something, they're going to do something. And they're not going to do what we think they're going to do. They're going to implement martial law. And when they do, won't anybody be able to move without authorization? You won't be able to just roam the streets like you want to. They're going to shut the place down. And then it's going to be a problem because people are not going to have the freedom that they're used to having.
Yeah. You know, and so you know what I'm really, really concerned of is why we want to wait to that period of time. We can become independent like Abraham got set up, that program, United Nations. We become independent, then we can run our own thing. They can't just lock us up. They got to have top-notch reason to lock us up. We're like ambassadors over here. You understand? So, you know, I mean, we need to really bethink ourselves in the day of our captivity, you understand, and come back to the Almighty with all our heart and all our soul, and he will show us salvation. He will show us our salvation. You understand? Right now, we're sitting back waiting on that specific guy to come back to lead us into Jerusalem. While we waiting, let's do something.
Absolutely. And again, if you have a question, a comment, a concern, please push one. We still have quite a few people on the line. Push one if you have something you want to say, because we want to hear what you have to say. And like Brother Donnie, I said, if you don't do anything else than we've ever said, prepare. Prepare for being in your house for 6 months. Prepare for being locked down. If you was locked down for 6 months, do you have enough food to be able to do what you need to do? Do you
Not
have
at
enough
all,
toiletries to be able to maintain you? Do you have enough water supply to be able to maintain? Prepare.
Do you have any toilet paper?
You ain't never be over-prepared. I'm sorry, say again.
If we don't have, do you have toilet paper? Did you store up any of that?
Exactly. Absolutely. All of those things are important. A first aid kit. You know, those are the things that we have to have. Those things we should have anyway. You know, if you got children or grandchildren, do you have an emergency plan where they say, okay, if anything jump off and the phones go down tomorrow, we're going to meet at this location. Do you have that in place? Or is everybody just all over the place? Or is somebody going to go pick up somebody? When you hear the sirens going, Brother Donnie, I know your daughter going to come and pick you up. She's going to stop what she's doing and make sure you get everybody's going to be in one location. Do we have those things? And most of us don't. We don't.
Yep. I know that's right. And when they don't have no, but they're sitting on the fence. So you can't sit on the fence, man. You got to do something. We've already sat on the fence long enough. You understand? It's time for us to take charge of our own destiny. You understand? And stop looking for, you understand? Them people are going to be trying to find a way for themselves. They ain't going to be thinking about how they can help us, period. You can get that out your mind.
That's right.
You understand? You know, so it's time for
That's
us
right.
to start stepping up and trying to do something and taking our own destiny in hand. You understand? We can do this. We're the same people that put this place together and every other place that we've been. Come on. You understand? Snap out of it.
That's right. I mean, look at what we got. We got the government shutting down. The government is basically shutting down. I mean, they got days where they shutting down where people have to go home and they don't get paid. When have we ever seen that happen?
No, that's right.
I mean, that's a clear indication right there that I have a few family members that work for the government, and they have to go home on certain days.
That is correct. And most of them didn't put no paper back at all. Like myself, I didn't put no paper back. I'm totally dependent on these folks to send me my check. I'm sitting on pins and needles every month. But I trust in the Almighty. You understand? I know that he's going to find a way for me. He's going to show me something else that I could do. You understand? Because that's what he do for me. You understand? I ain't starved a day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's a blessing that you're able to make that you have that testimony. But guess what? Everybody don't have that faith. Everybody don't believe that way. And some people have got to start preparing and stocking up.
Yep.
Because I'm telling you, this is not going to continue like it is. This is not going to continue like it is. I don't care what they say. It's not. It can't.
Yeah. Yep.
This world will be ran by the European Union. That
Ooh.
Is biblical. Go in the book of Daniel, the EU, the 10 heads or the 10 horns. They're going to run this world. It will not be ran by America. So everybody that's thinking America's going to be the super, this is not going to be the superpower. It's going to be ran by the European Union.
That is correct. Yeah. You know, so we got to stop sitting on the fence. All right, if you don't have the time, send a couple of dollars, man. Make it a habit of sending that same couple of dollars every month. You understand? And keep a record. Because we're going to keep a record. so that we'll know who's putting in what. And so when it comes time to make a decision on that money, you'll have an opportunity to say something about it. If you didn't say nothing, then you can't make no decision on nothing.
That's right. Absolutely. We agree 100%. You know, they're putting together food co-ops, you know, and they're getting people together with land, and they're putting food co-ops together so that we can start eating food that's not genetically modified, that the seeds will be okay for us to be able to eat. There's a lot of things going on right now, as long as they will allow us to, because eventually they're going to shut all that stuff down, too.
That is correct. They're
going to shut it all down in a minute. Even with the
absolutely
money that we save up, guess what they're going to do? They're getting ready to cripple the rich. They already crippled the middle class. Now they're getting ready to cripple the rich, because nobody knows what currency they're going to go to once they collapse this dollar.
That's right. Yeah, they had mentioned the euro, you understand? But if the euro is in the same position as the American dollar, they don't have no backing neither. You know, them European Jews got all the gold and silver.
Absolutely. So nobody knows what kind of digital currency we're going to be using, and it will go digital according to the scriptures. We will mm-hmm. have digital currency where we won't have any paper dollars, and we'll be able to do whatever we need to do via technology, because you can do it now, man. You can cash a check with your cell phone. You can deposit money with your cell phone.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. We're going to be all on credit card. That's what it's going to be, because they got that number system is already in place. Those that have a credit card, and if you're able to transfer your paycheck onto that credit card, then that's all you're going to be using. Ain't going to be no paper transaction or no change or anything like that. I mean, that's a way. I'm not sure that that's the positive way. So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, we know that. Huh?
I said I agree with you 100%. You know, so we got to prepare ourselves mm-hmm. to be able to eat less, and got to be able to prepare ourselves. What happens if the electrical grid goes down?
Ooh.
What happens if we don't have any electricity, and we don't have any cell phones, and we don't have any way to at nighttime to fuel our houses and stuff? You know, they still making kerosene lamps. You know, I looked online yesterday. They still sell them. We got to figure out the what if, because, you know, everybody's not safe enough to deal with candles. What happens if the grid goes down? Then what are we going to do? How are we going to survive? These are the things that we have to start talking about.
That is correct. You're absolutely right. You understand? You know, and we, you know, we the people of the Almighty. You understand? We supposed to represent the Almighty. You understand? We are. He put his name in our hands. You understand? So what we got to do is try to figure out how we can represent the Almighty to the best of our ability.
Absolutely. These are the things that have to be in place, and these are the things that we have to be prepared for, because it's coming, whether we know it or not. It is coming.
Like it or not.
Yesterday, our water supply is on one line. What if that gets contaminated? Then what?
No, that's right. You know, and be honest with you, if you're drinking city water, it's already contaminated, because they put that fluorine or whatever it is that eats you up from the inside. You understand? We don't know what they're doing with our grocery, what things that they're putting in our grocery. They say that they ain't doing nothing, but can you trust what they say? They say that they was going to help us. I mean, they say that the voting rights. You understand? They say that that's all right, but they vote on civil rights every so often. They vote our civil rights. Come on, man. Ooh, when we gonna snap out of it? When we gonna get up off of that, off of those peoples and start depending on us? You understand? You know, an example here. A friend of mine, you know, been paying on his mortgage for years and years and years. He got behind in his mortgage for 2 months, and don't you know they foreclosed on his house? He been paying on his mortgage for 15 years. He had 5 or 6 more years to go before he owned it, and he couldn't pay his mortgage for 2 months, and they foreclosed on it. You understand? We supposed to have a situation where he should not have to go through that. They go, he went to the bank, and they want his whole history, his life story. You understand? Then they came back and told him, well, there's nothing that we can do. Lord, have mercy, boy. They'll say that's enough to run and get your gun.
It is. But guess what? Those are the things that's got to, my brother Donia, I hate to say it, but it's got to collapse. They collapsed the housing market. The education system is collapsing. Some of your HBCUs, your historical black colleges, are closing down because Obama didn't give federal funding for them. That's collapsing. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? The religious entities are collapsing. The economic entities are collapsing. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you know what they do? They put Dancing with the Stars on television, Who Want to Be a Millionaire on TV, Secret Millionaire on TV, and all those things. They put Lucky 7 on there for everybody to watch to keep you distracted so you don't realize what's going on. But I heard somebody say that President Obama would be our last president of the United States, that once his term is over, they're focusing on the Middle East. So we don't know what's in store for this country, but we got to prepare to survive.
That is correct.
Ooh. We got to prepare to survive.
That is correct. You know, and that's, you know, that's what brought me to understand that if we don't do nothing, you understand, then we saying that it's all right for them to do whatever they want to us. That's what we saying if we don't do nothing. It's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. I got a chance to win the lottery.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I'm
telling you, you understand, we don't do nothing, you understand, we ain't gonna survive. My brother, I brought it to my brother one time. I said, man, we don't do nothing, man, we gonna perish. I mean, if we don't do nothing, won't nothing happen? He said, yes, it will. The decay. You understand? We start decaying. You understand? So that's another option that we got. If we don't do nothing, won't nothing happen? And if something does happen, we gonna decay. We're gonna perish in this society. You understand? So we gotta try to do something, man. Take our own destiny in hand. Do it just one last time. You understand? Since we put money into things that didn't happen in past times, let's do it just one last time. Let's see what happened just one last time.
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Let's not buy no more designer gym shoes and all the junk and the jazz festivals and the clubs and stuff. Let's not give it to them, because when you know what they say, when black people, when they have something for black people and they leave, the other nations be so happy when y'all come and go, because they be rich when you leave. You don't even realize how much money you spending. You be rich when you leave. So, you
that
know, we have an obligation to look out for ourselves. We really do. We got to start looking out for ourselves and trying to make life a little bit better for us. Because if we're going to do something, they're going to do it. And when they do it, they don't have our best interests at heart. They're trying to depopulate the world. So, you know, that's the purpose for the genetically modified food. As in the days of Noah, is what's going on right now. They're doing the same thing they were doing back then. They're splicing the genes of the animals together. They're mixing animals together. They're mixing food together. They're doing all kind of stuff.
Yes, they had a thing on. They had the audacity to put this on TV where they taking hamburger and mixing this pink slime to it. You understand? To give
hell
it the color.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. To give it the color and to make more of that product. Make it look like you're getting more, but you're getting something called pink slime. Lord have mercy. They advertise that on TV. So they don't care what you think or what you say.
It was up here, too, until everybody started protesting because the hamburgers start tasting metallic. And then they start protesting and they climb. they call themselves closing down the plant that put the pig in. And if you, I'm going to tell y'all what to do. If you don't believe me, go on YouTube and type in hamburger with pink slime in it. There's a video where the guy show you exactly what it is, and they grind up all kind of parts of the meat, and then they pour ammonia on top of it to make sure that they kill off the pathogens, and they grind it all together, and then they mix it with the hamburger that you're eating. That's exactly, I mean, we really don't realize what we're eating.
I'm telling you, you understand? See, that's another thing. Yeah, you are absolutely right. See, so they tell you one thing, but they do another. You understand? The Indians said that they talk out both sides of their face. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's all. That's positive right there.
Yes, sir. It ain't no joke. That's some serious business. All hell broke loose when people found that out. Because I called Clovis myself. And I said, "Dude, are you all putting pink slime in the meat?" And the lady was like, "I do not know what you're talking about, ma'am." I said, connect me to the meat department. And I asked him, I said, do you all put pink slime in the meat? He was like, it's not that much.
No, that's right.
I said,
stuttered.
Oh, no.
No, see, so that only lets me know that if they don't say nothing, then we don't know what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing to any of the groceries, because they closed down any farmers today. You understand? They want Walmart got their own farmers. You understand? AMP, well, AMP ain't no more, but you understand? Whatever industry is doing their own thing, and you don't know what they putting in these foods, period. You understand? So
well,
we need
what? Walmart. One day I went to get some vegetables, some fruit from Walmart. And I like the bananas that are already ripe. And I like them because I would blend them in a fruit drink. So I like them when they're brown. And I asked the manager, I said, are you going to mark those bananas down so that I can have them because they're very ripe? He said, we have to throw them in the garbage. I said, why do you have to throw them away? He said, because our stuff comes from China. And I said, from China? He said, yes, our food comes from China. So now you have a Walmart in every city of America and farm country, but they ship their stuff in from China. And I'm like, oh, my God. Look, I mean, and we just really don't realize what's going on.
That is correct. I want to ask anybody that's on this line, if you can go to any one of those stores, maybe Sears, but if you go to any one of them stores less than Sears, you understand, you can't find an American-made product in there. They got Chinese products, you understand, and Chinese, you know, Chinese or you or Korean, all of them, they don't have good product. You understand? That's why when they were sending those tires from made in China to the United States, and they was having so much problem with them, is because they don't have the facilities, because they can make those. I mean, they can put those tires together, but they can't grow nothing that like the United States. Unfortunately, you understand. The United States has a fiber that's being used in those tires that makes them a better grade of tires. But in China, they selling you what they got, and they don't have a top grade product. And all of those, all of those people over there, you understand? But because of the United States is able to get it for less, I'm talking about they don't pay their people for $37 or $37 a month, I think that they get, you understand, for working in one of those warehouses or factories or et cetera, you understand, to produce those products, you understand? And their products are inferior. So, you know, we ain't getting the top grade. We getting, you know, it's just a sad, sad thing. If we don't start doing something for ourselves, we going to perish. Hallelujah.
Like I said, Iraq used to be a major, it used to be a world empire. It used to be. I mean, when you really understand what used to be and what is, this is not going to remain. The scriptures in Daniel say that the European Union will be the last government that will run the earth before everything changes around. We have to realize that they are preparing for that right now as we speak. We can't look at this country and think that this is going to be around forever, because it's not. It's not.
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
Not at all.
And if we don't do something, we're going to starve to death. If we don't, because Jacob's trouble is coming. He's in trouble, and I know the scripture said the Most High said he's going to save us out of it, and I believe he will. But you still got to do something to sustain and prepare yourself until that time comes.
That is correct. We got to do something. You understand? Almighty going to do his thing, and we have an obligation to do something. You understand? We can sit back and say, well, the scriptures and this and that and the other, you understand? And I commend you for all that you know. But send you some money up here so that you could be down with to get down.
or guess what? If you don't want to send it to us, save it. Buy you some water. Stock some water. Or buy some water pills. Some purifying water pills to purify your water. You know what I'm saying? Start stocking up on stuff that you can eat like peanut butter. You know, get things together that you can eat that's not perishable so that you'll have enough stuff in store for yourself and be able to sustain yourself until that time comes. Because Obama already signed an executive order, the hoarding law, where you can only have 30 days worth of food in your house. So it ain't going to matter at some point. You know what I'm saying? But while you can, do what you can. You know what? He is the only, and I voted for him. He is the only president during the history of the presidency that has signed more executive orders to take away our rights than any president in the history of America.
I voted for him myself, and I never voted. You understand? I voted even when Al Sharpton and what's the other guy's name? Jesse Jackson. I didn't vote for them, and I didn't vote for Al Sharpton, but I did vote for Obama. I said, well, you know, I know that he couldn't do nothing. You understand? Because the policy of this country has already been set up. You understand? He can have all the vim and vigor that he wants. You understand? But he ain't going to be able to do nothing. You understand? They done already threatened his family to death. You understand? If he don't do what they say, he's going to kill everybody in his family, and we still going to suffer. You understand? So I knew that he wasn't going to be able to do anything. But I look at it as this thing, that he has sustained us from being annihilated. Because if we don't have these little black leaders, I mean, and I don't mean by cutting them short because I'm saying that they little, but these few black leaders, you understand, and these few churches in place, we would be annihilated.
You think so?
I believe so.
Wow.
You understand? I believe so, you know. I mean, I believe that in this generation here, the generation that we are in, you understand, we will be cut down so short that it will be almost impossible for the next generation to take a hold and do anything if we don't do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, they already got those concentration camps set up. They just waiting for the opportune moment. You understand?
Yeah,
I think the Almighty is just holding on and holding us and holding that back till we establish ourselves. And that, you know, and once we start establishing ourselves, we gain the favor of the Almighty. We cannot leave out the Creator. You understand? The Creator is the one that inspires us to do everything that we do today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I agree with you 100%. We got a lot of work to do. You know, like I said, Israel comes on the line and they just listen, and that's fine. Take notes, write it down, get prepared, you know, because eventually, you know, we may not be able to come together. We may have to only survive in our own little houses. We may not have a spot where we can come together. We might not even be able to keep the Sabbath, because once they pass that Sunday law, you better not get caught keeping the Sabbath. You better not get caught on no Saturday keeping no Sabbath. They will do you in. So, I mean, you know, these things are coming upon us, and we got to prepare ourselves for them. You know, it may not be no internet for us to do no blog talk radio show, because this is owned by the fake Jews.
Yeah, that's correct. You understand? You know. So, sooner or later, you understand, sad as it may sound, you understand, we're going to come together whether we want to or not. You understand? Because the Almighty said that he was going to bring us back into the land. You understand? And whether we know it or whether we like it or whether we're sitting on the fence with it, you understand, it's going to happen anyway. We just got to, you know. So, you know, I trust in the Almighty. I believe in him. I know that he's going to make it work. You understand? And I'm not condemning anybody, you know, like, you know, for their thinking, because the indoctrination, man, was 400 years thick. You understand? We suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome. You understand? We suffer from what they call it, the Willie Lynch system. You understand? There's a lot of things that that's why we're sitting on the fence, sister. You understand, Yaina? You understand? Because we've been indoctrinated. You understand? Even in the understanding of Yah. You understand? We've been indoctrinated. You understand? We've been told to sit back and wait. The Almighty coming to get us. Yeah, he coming to get us, but he coming to get us through us.
That's true. And people have even convinced people to leave America. You know, get out of America. Get out. It's going to be worldwide. Now, not saying that if the opportunity presents itself and it get be real bad over here, that I won't leave. I don't know. I mean, I can't say one way or the other. But we got to prepare for whatever we decide to do. You know, if you don't have no passport, get one. I mean, you know, because eventually then you won't have free reign to travel like you think you will. They're preparing for it, and you know they did this once before. You know they tried this one world government before, don't you?
Yeah, they have.
Remember when Nimrod tried it at Babylon? You know, Nimrod tried to do this too.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
At the Tower of Babel, remember?
Yeah, that is correct. You understand? Also here about the passports, you understand? They're getting ready to put a hold on those passports. You understand? I think I seen this on the internet, you understand, on one of those stations that I go to. But they're putting a hold on passports. So that might not be a viable opportunity. But, I mean, you have to look into it for yourself, if you're able to get one, because a lot of us can't get no passport. You understand? You know, I still say that before anything happens that, you know, you understand, that we have an opportunity to to get ourselves together. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you understand, the Almighty has never put us in a position that we couldn't get out. You understand? Because of our iniquities towards him, he did always leave us a way where we could get out of this mess. You understand? This stuff that I'm reading out of Zephaniah, that was for another captivity. But I equate it to this captivity is because we reading it in this day and time, and we in captivity. So,
and you know
when
he's about
us getting out, you know, banding together. Yeah. Hello?
No, we're here. Go ahead.
Yeah. When we read in Zephaniah where it tells us about gathering ourselves, that was a captivity that we was in during the time of, I think it was Jeremiah. You understand? I'm not sure. I had to read the history in there. But that was of another captivity. But here we are in this day and time reading the same things about gathering ourselves. I can't see that doesn't have something to do with this captivity here. We reading it in this day and time.
That's true.
So, you know,
And the thing that we know is that the Most High is coming back, because anytime man comes together and tries to create a one world government, it is in complete and direct violation of the way the Most High had it. Because they tried to do it at the Tower of Babel. Remember, everybody was on one accord, of one mind, with one language, trying to complete one purpose. That's a one world system. And the Most High looked down and saw what they were doing, and that's when he confounded the languages and sent people in different directions for them to be able to go into different regions. So when man tries to repeat it again, the Most High going to repeat it again. So we got to prepare ourselves, people, because they have already put everything, the wheels are in motion for a one-world government, and we got to get ready because the Most High coming. He didn't let them do it then, and he ain't going to let them get away with it now. We got to car prepared because he's coming, because he looked down and said, we got to go stop them.
Yeah.
And that's what he's coming to do this time.
Yep.
That's serious business right there.
Yep. So, you know, the examples are being made and shown to us in many ways here, you know. So all we have to do is start taking care of our own, make our own destiny instead of depending on them folks, because they don't mean us no good. They're not trying to help us. You understand? When the rubber meets the road, I think I heard you say that one time. You know, they're going to be trying to save their own butt. You understand? They ain't going to think about us. Huh?
That's right. That's right. You're right. So, I mean, you know, we're running up on 9 minutes left we got on the show, and I want to give the website again. Go on if you guys have a company, go on the website, order a box of T-shirts. Help to support the kids so we can get the kids here and get the things that we need. It's www.noyuny2013march.com. If you want the YouTube clip, email me, Yaena, YaehenaYisrael @gmail.com, and I will send you the clip so you can see how the whole banking system and how it operates and how the Federal Reserve is not federal, and all the things that go along with that, so we have a clear understanding of what we're up against. Brother Donia, you got any last comments to the people?
No, I just want to let everybody know that I have not stopped loving them. I still love them, and I have confidence in us. And I know that we're going to prevail out of it all, because the Almighty said that Jacob shall prevail. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he will. And Yaena, I appreciate you very much, Zan, for allowing me to be able to use this venue, you understand, to speak to the people regarding what I think that we need to do, you understand. And to anybody else online, if this is not the way that we want that you see that we don't need to go, Then please tell me which way we got to go. I'll stop talking and go that way. But I just need to find out what we think about what we need to do. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, you know what? Don't you go nowhere, because we need you on this show. I appreciate you lasting longer than anybody else. I don't know where Brother Dawee was today. He might not have been able to make it. But we just want to tell you all that we love you. And like Brother Donnie, I say, there's nothing you can do about it. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to support us. Please go to PayPal, go to the website, click the PayPal button, and make a donation so we can go to Washington, D.C. and do what we need to do. We'll catch you guys next week. We love you. We love you. We'll see you then. Shalom, shalom, everybody. We'll see you later.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom.